If you ever thought about working at Amazon, now is the perfect time. They have hourly jobs with great pay for everyone. No matter where you're at in the job market, you can select from a variety of available roles in your area. Join an exciting work environment and be a part of a team that brings smiles to customers every day. To find the job that works for you, go to Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Everyone upgrades when they join their local YMCA. At the Y, people of all ages and abilities are welcome to find out why they are so much more than just gym and swim. Our nonprofit, purpose-driven focus on mental and physical health and well-being helps members find balance in their life while strengthening their community. Don't just join a gym. Upgrade your life and your families at a YMCA near you. Join now to save up to $50 and get up to $50. Learn more at clevelandymca.org.
The Horizon League regular season title, and Cleveland State will be the number one seed in the conference tournament. Number 22, Ohio State in action time. Buckeyes on the road at number 15, Illinois. Buckeyes won 4-6, including an overtime win against Indiana on Monday night. The Odyssey app's all the hardware you'll need. Check out the exclusive music stations and get the latest sports news by listening to 92.3 The Fan. Jeff Thomas, 2020 Sports.
No other team in Cleveland gets you going in the morning like the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Find out why starting at 6.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-578-0092, or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. So let's start off this hour where we will also make Jeff Thomas do it and talk a little bit about the USFL and should Cleveland have a team. We'll talk about all those things in this hour, but we're going to start things off with our good friend, super friend of the show, Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com. And, of course, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How about yourselves?
Sir? I am good. I can tell you that. I think Jeff's good, too. Can I speak for you, Jeff, on that? Or?
You just did.
All right. I feel better about that.
Sammy,
as you would, I don't know, trying to figure out the best way to put this, what are your thoughts on the Cavs going into this post-All-Star break, and what's got to happen, and what do you think of these injuries are walking into this thing without Darius Garland tonight and Caris LeVert?
Yeah, that's a tough start. At least on paper, where you're losing, you know, not only Darius Garland, your all-star point guard for the night, but also the guy you went out and got to replace Colin Sexton and Ricky Rubio. Those things happen. You just, you know, it doesn't sound in either case as if it's that serious from everything we've heard, either injury. So, you know, if you're the Cavs, you just need to try to keep doing what you're doing. The good news is if it sounds like Markkanen could be back, and if he's not back tonight, should be by the weekend. So, you know, if you're the Cavs, you got to keep doing what you're doing, and that's really playing determined basketball, good defense on most nights. They're playing good defense. And if you do those things, and really, guys, right now, you know, you're in the thick of this 1-6, 1-7 race in the Eastern Conference, and you want to finish in the top six so you can avoid that play-in game, what you need to do is keep doing what they're doing, and that's win the games you're supposed to win, the games you have circled on your schedule to win. You want to win those games, take care of business there, and then if you're losing to teams such as the Sixers and other playoff contenders, it's not that big of a deal. You just got to take care of business against the teams that you are supposed to beat.
And Sam, the one thing that's interesting to me about that, and if you look at the standings, as you just said, in the thick of it, they're right there, and the teams you're supposed to beat. But what are those teams? The teams in the Eastern Conference playoff race now, the teams sitting in the top eight, man, I don't want to see any of those teams in a playoff series. In Miami, Chicago, Philly, Milwaukee, Boston, Toronto, Brooklyn. Man, that's tough. And that doesn't even include Atlanta, who made it last year into the Eastern Conference Finals. So
it could be a
great final 24 games. But seriously, if the Cavs or any other of those teams goes into any kind of a prolonged slump, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, basically what you're saying is that the playoffs have started, you know.
Yeah.
That's really true, because you're positioning yourself for home court advantage in the first round, and any of the teams that you just named are very capable of winning the number one seed, you know, and that's a maybe with the exception of the Hawks, but as you said, you're talking about a team there that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. You're talking about the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference. Now Kyrie Irving, it looks like that the vaccine mandate in you know, New York and Brooklyn is going to be lifted here soon. We'll be eligible for all games, home and away. And, you know, then they eventually are going to have Ben Simmons coming in. Kevin Durant's expected to be healthy pretty soon. So, I mean, that's just one team, the Nets, the Sixers. Eventually James Harden's going to be there with Joel Embiid. You know, Chicago's had a great season. DeMar DeRozan, true superstar. So there's just so many. And then, you know, the Miami Heat were in the finals 2 years ago. So there's so many teams that are in that picture that, guess what? We're not really surprised that they are where they are. We're surprised that the Cavaliers are where they are based on preseason predictions. But the fact is they have something that those other teams, with the exception of maybe Brooklyn, don't really have, and that is they're rolling out basically when they're entirely healthy, 3 7-footers with Kevin Love coming off the bench. And that is a very unique style that has – kind of thrown these other teams off kilter. So, you know, I would say that they have just as good of a chance as anybody. But again, the playoffs really kind of started now in terms of positioning, and it's time to get serious about it, really, in these, you know, this post All-Star break portion of the season.
Sam, what were your concerns with that little bit of a stumble before the break? Like, I watched it. I was like, oh, I hope this doesn't happen after the break. What were your concerns?
Nothing major. It was a little bit of a concern was, you know, the defense faded in those last two games. Now, granted, they were road games against two very good opponents. You know, in Philly, that's tough for anybody to win. Same thing, you go to Atlanta, the Hawks are trying to prove something to you. So to me, the defense looked like it wasn't as good as it normally is. And I would say over the last 2 weeks, it's been a little bit of a concern. Not major, but a little bit. The other concern is, and I don't know if this is a concern, it's just reality, and the Cavs are going to have to get used to it. Opponents are taking them very seriously now. Maybe early on in the year they weren't quite as much, but the Cavs have sustained this surprising success, and it's kind of getting the other team's best shot now, as opposed to, well, the Cavs are here, let's just go out and play. You know, they're nobody's homecoming game anymore, far from it. So you throw that in there, you throw in that the defense hasn't quite been as good lately. Maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks leading into the break. And then other teams are being more physical. They're not necessarily more physical with the Cavs, but more physical, you know, against them in terms of just down low. They're banging a little bit more. They're pressuring the guards a little bit more. And that just goes to show you that the Cavs have those teams' respect. They're particularly trying to get physical with Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, the younger players who don't have, you know, extensive pressurized NBA experience. So the big concern to me was, okay, the defense looks like it's fading a little bit, but it's not major unless that continues.
Sam, you lose Sexton, you lose Rubio, you keep winning. But now, to me, in order for this team to go where we all would can't even dream that it could go, at least based on what you saw at the beginning of the season, it's going to have to be Caris LeVert quickly becoming a key part of this, is it not? I think he's and they called him the missing piece. Some of the players did. I think they're probably right. He could be the difference between them being wasn't that nice story, and a team that really threatens in the East, even this year.
For sure. He scored, you know, what, 42 points in his final game as a Pacer. He filled in for Darius Garland the one night when Garland was injured at Indiana and had 22, had a great game. He is the guy that theoretically is replacing Sexton. Now, you know, LeVert also has size. He's a pretty decent defender. He will have to get acclimated. You know, it'll take him a little bit of time to get acclimated. But if you roll out a starting lineup, and this is nothing against Isaac Okoro, who's still obviously a very young player in his second season, not a big deal. But if you roll out a starting lineup of Darius Garland, LeVert, Markkanen, Mobley, and Allen, and then you have guys like Okoro and obviously Kevin Love coming off the bench, a totally rejuvenated Kevin Love, LeVert is that piece that removes the pressure from Garland. You know, they're kind of double-teaming Garland, getting more physical with him, trying to make his life a little bit more difficult on the floor. Well, they do that, and you leave LeVert open, and you're in trouble. So I think it's just going to take some time for him to get acclimated, obviously, with his right foot sprain. I think he stepped on somebody's foot yesterday at practice. That's a little bit of a setback for him to get acclimated. The Cavs are really hoping you could pick that up right away. You know, may miss a few games, but once he gets in the lineup and gets healthy, I think at some point he's going to be your starting shooting guard. And, yeah, that's the assumption, is that he is the missing piece to help you go from, hey, it's been a nice early surprise, to we're going to make some noise once we get into the postseason.
Hey, Sammy, I'm just curious your thoughts, and I know this is kind of non-basketball, but basketball, but the Cavaliers announced today officially – the Cavaliers announced that they are teaming up with Caesars Sportsbook, and they're going to put a sportsbook inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great for the fans. You know, I've never really gambled a day in my life, maybe a day, other than my friendship with Jeff, which was a big gamble.
But oh, man.
It's paid off.
Are you sure? I hope you didn't put a whole lot of money in that.
I think it's a neat thing for the fans. You know, obviously that's become a big part of not just the NBA, but sports overall, legalized. And if you're going to do that, you might as well put it in the arena, you know. And I think it's another opportunity for fans to engage with the team. And anytime you do that, it's a positive thing.
And that sums that up perfectly, doesn't it? Who do you like in the East, Sam? Is there one? And we already listed the laundry list. There are 5-6 teams that I think could really be a factor there. Is there one that jumps out at you?
Obviously Brooklyn, if they're healthy, it would be, you know, I think Ben Simmons will be better for them than James Harden was, because Simmons is more of a, you know, kind of a Swiss Army knife, in that he can play point guard, he can play power forward, he can play the positions in between. He can't shoot. We all know that. But he's a great facilitator. He's an excellent defender on the perimeter. If they're totally healthy, that's going to be scary. I think they will miss Joe Harris. If they don't get Joe Harris back, that's going to hurt them a little bit, because he is their knockdown three-point shooter. And right now, Mark Bartelstein, his agent, is saying that he may need a second foot surgery. And if that's the case, you know, he's kind of that X factor for them. But I would say Brooklyn's got a great shot. Joel Embiid, to me, is the NBA MVP this season so far. So, you know, how he will fit with Harden will be an interesting thing. They've got some nice pieces around them as well. And I would not count out the Milwaukee Bucks or the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat are constantly flying under the radar.
Yep.
But they're very much like the Cavs in the sense that they don't have that super-duper star, but they succeed very well. They're very well coached, and they succeed very well as a fit. They all fit with each other, much like the Cavs with J.B. Bickerstaff. So, you know, if I had to pick one, I would probably say the Nets, not only because they got Simmons, but they got Curry back in that trade, Seth Curry, who's a real nice, you know, underrated player and will be there, and Drummond as well. So, they're deep. They've got a lot of veterans. Veteran teams tend to win in the playoffs, and they have that star power. But that said, that is also a team that could combust, I think. So it's really hard to tell. And that's what makes it great for teams like the Cavs, is that it is as close as the race is. there's no one real dominant team, so therefore it makes it wide open.
Sammy, as always, we look forward to your coverage here in the second half or after the All-Star game as we start gearing up for the playoffs, and hopefully the Cavaliers are in this thing right down the stretch and into the playoffs. And, of course, we're reading you on HoopsWire.com. HoopsWire. I don't know. If you need a spot, I'll do it for you. Well,
that was nice. I appreciate that.
HoopsWire.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sammy, you're the best. Thanks, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Sam Amico, super friend of the show, on the North Olmsted Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram hotline. We'll talk.
If you ever thought about working at Amazon, now is the perfect time. They have hourly jobs with great pay for everyone. No matter where you're at in the job market, you can select from a variety of available roles in your area. Join an exciting work environment and be a part of a team that brings smiles to customers every day. To find the job that works for you, go to Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Every year, we say we'll wake up earlier, exercise more, really rest, and eat healthier. It's hard for us, but for dogs, not so much. Dogs are up at dawn, run for fun, sleep like champs, and they love eating fresh, healthy food every single meal. Give your dog another healthy habit. Real fresh food from the Farmer's Dog. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com.
True North Convenience Stores has the all-star brands that tops the competition. Stop in and stock up on your favorite wines like Barefoot, domestic beer from Budweiser and Miller, along with top seltzers from White Claw and Truly. All brands are competitively priced. Be the point guard for your all-star parties and grab some great snacks like Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Save even more on fuel and products when you sign up for Shell Fuel Rewards. Visit TrueNorthStores.com to sign up and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.